If you've been watching Spirit Airlines over the last 2 years, you've seen this movie before, but this time the ending might actually be different. I'm Tower. This is ATIS on Radio Hangar. And we're leading today with breaking industry news that could reshape the low-cost carrier landscape in the United States by the end of this week. According to multiple sources reported by Simple Flying, Spirit Airlines could shut down operations by week's end as its bankruptcy recovery regresses. The troubled budget carrier, which already filed for Chapter 11 protection once and emerged earlier this year, is reportedly back on the rocks, and the reporting suggests the situation has deteriorated faster than analysts expected. Here's what you need to know. Spirit emerged from its first bankruptcy with a restructured balance sheet, a slimmer route network, and what management described as a path to sustainable profitability. That path required three things to go right. Fuel costs needed to stabilize, yields on the leisure routes needed to recover, and the merger with Frontier, which was floated again post-emergence, needed to either close or be definitively shelved so the carrier could plan its own future. According to the sources cited in this reporting, none of those three conditions has been met. Yields are soft, cash burn has accelerated, and the carrier is reportedly evaluating whether it can continue to meet its obligations through the end of this week. Before we go further, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now the headline doesn't tell the whole story. A shutdown by week's end does not necessarily mean Spirit's yellow Airbus jets vanish from the skies on Friday. Airlines in distress have several options short of immediate cessation. They can file a second Chapter 11, which the industry calls a Chapter 22. They can pursue an emergency sale of assets to a competitor, or they can attempt a wind down, where flights continue for a defined period to repatriate passengers and crews while the legal process unfolds. What sources are reportedly telling Simple Flying is that the runway, both financially and operationally, has gotten very short. This affects you if you have a Spirit ticket booked. The Department of Transportation has rules about what airlines must do for stranded passengers in the event of a shutdown, but those protections are imperfect. If you're holding a Spirit reservation for travel in the next 60 days, the practical advice from consumer aviation experts has consistently been the same in these situations. Pay with a credit card so you have chargeback rights. Know your rebooking options on other carriers. And don't assume your itinerary is safe just because the airline is still selling tickets today. This affects you if you fly into airports where Spirit is a major presence. Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Las Vegas, Detroit, Atlantic City, and a handful of other markets carry significant Spirit traffic. A sudden shutdown means slot reallocation, gate reassignments, and a scramble by other carriers to absorb capacity. For general aviation pilots flying into those Class B and Class C environments, expect operational disruption in the first few days. Tower frequencies may be busier than normal as carriers reposition aircraft. Ground operations at affected hubs could see delays. This affects you if you fly an Airbus narrowbody for a living, or want to Spirit operates a fleet of Airbus A320 family aircraft, including a substantial number of A321neos. If the carrier liquidates, those aircraft don't disappear, they go to lessors who place them with other operators. That means hiring opportunities elsewhere, potentially fleet expansion at carriers like Frontier, JetBlue, Allegiant, or even the Legacy 3. But it also means a wave of pilots, flight attendants, mechanics, and dispatchers entering the job market all at once. If you're in the middle of a hiring process, watch what happens here closely. The labor market in the next 90 days could look very different than it does today. There's a broader story here too, and it's worth saying plainly. The ultra-low-cost carrier model in the United States is under real pressure. The unbundled fare structure that Spirit pioneered in this country has been adopted in some form by nearly every major carrier. The legacies now sell basic economy. Southwest is moving away from open seating and free checked bags. The competitive moat Spirit once had is eroded. And in a high-cost, post-pandemic operating environment, low yields plus high costs equals what we're watching unfold this week. Now, I want to flag this as opinion, not reporting. My read is that even if Spirit doesn't shut down by Friday, the structural problem doesn't go away. Either the carrier finds a partner, finds new capital, or finds a different ending. The status quo is not on the table. For pilots, dispatchers, and aviation professionals listening, the practical takeaways are these. If you work for Spirit, update your resume today, not next week. If you fly Spirit as a passenger this month, have a backup plan. If you operate at a Spirit Hub airport, expect operational ripples regardless of the outcome. And if you're watching the industry as a whole, understand that what happens at Spirit will set the tone for how lenders, lessors, and investors treat every other ULCC in North America for the next several years. We'll keep watching this one as of this broadcast. Spirit has not announced a shutdown, and the reporting cites sources, not the company itself. Things can change quickly when liquidity is the issue. We'll bring you the next development as it happens. Reporting on this segment came from Simple Flying. For more aviation news interpreted for the people actually flying the airplanes, you can find us at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Stay sharp out there. This story isn't over.